I like that, Cube.
I love that. I love that. That's dope.
You want to freestyle a little bit right now?
Oh, you know me, man. You know, I got to keep this moving.
Take it, Cube!
Look, homie. Chocolate Drop got something to say. Go on, get down, man.
Oh, Chocolate Drop?
Go on, get down.
Kevin Hart.
Chocolate Drop been banned from Tom Joyner's show due to foul language several times. They don't have that many dump buttons in here for Chocolate Drop. I wouldn't do that to Tom. Tom just looked at me. What you trying to do, Kevin?
Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. And the movie comes out King Holiday.
Yeah, January 17th, Ride Along.
Yes,
Ride
indeed. Along. Yes, indeed.
The funniest movie of the year.
Yes, indeed.
And it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's a short year, but it's the funniest movie of the year.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious, and it's a great buddy movie. I think you guys, I see franchise here, fellas.
Well, you know what, Silver, I don't think I could have said it better myself. If you didn't say that, I was going to come down there and have a word with you. If your words didn't come out like that. No, man, this is something right now that we are beyond proud of, man. You looking at an opportunity for us to bring back that not only buddy cop comedy, but just that buddy tandem, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, since Bad Boys, Lethal Weapon,
48 Hours,
yeah. You haven't really had people to do it correctly. And I think that we've came in and we nailed it with this one, man. Me and Cube's chemistry is ridiculous in it. The movie tells a great story. The journey of these two characters is ridiculously
and it's funny. All the funny parts ain't in the trailer.
Right.
We got more funny parts than just in the trailer.
Definitely a great
people
point.
Always say that. Well, all the funny parts in the trailer, but it's not true.
Not this one. We got tons.
Okay, so the movie is about a cop and a mall security or high school security?
High school security.
Well, I mean, let's not just get
low
technical.
How low security?
Let's just say low end.
Fake ass type.
Let's just say low end security. Not something to where his self esteem is still up there. Yeah. You know, he's at a high school.
That's pretty low.
And he's working with the kids because he loves the kids.
Well, no, technically he don't really love the kids. He doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have a choice right now. You know,
He's a security cop with a clipboard.
Pretty much.
Well, he also has a whistle. He has a walkie-talkie. They've given him school supplies. You know, listen, I don't know if you guys have noticed it or not, but the reason why we went with this level of security, kids are bad, okay? So before you get to the top level of being a cop, you need to prove yourself. So Ben, my character, he started off with these kids, and that's how he eventually worked his way up to the big leagues, man. These kids prepared him for life, okay? Understand that. He's high school kids carry everything. I don't know if y'all know it or not. You need a lot of weapons in there.
But for all of the good that Ben is and what he does, he pulls Tika Sumpter.
Well, Tika Sumpter?
Yeah.
Let me get this right.
Movie magic, y'all. Movie magic. Movie magic, y'all.
I think you guys should
Tika
also.
Tika Sumpter?
Tika Sumpter?
Well, Tom.
Special effects.
Tom.
That Will Packer's good, huh?
No, Tom. The one thing about Kevin Hart's always been a sex symbol. And I think
when
now,
we go into third person.
Yeah, you know, guys, that's one thing.
You're talking third person.
He's talking
third person.
Third person. You know, if y'all want to fast forward, Silver, if you want to fast forward to 29 minutes, 56
man,
seconds
that,
in the movie,
talk about
I have a
part.
Shirt off scene. It's at exactly 29 minutes, 56 seconds. And that's what you'll understand.
And when are they yelling, put it back on?
Well, then, you know, I think I heard it in a couple screenings. I think I actually heard in one screen, I heard a girl go, oh, no.
Those are some of the biggest laughs, Kevin.
I got the complete reverse reaction to what I was expecting. I expected girls like, whoa! I heard about it, oh, come on, man. What's that?
You do a lot of physical comedy. Is there anything you won't do?
You know what I mean?
Because a lot of guys are dressing up as women. Will you take that route?
You know what? On SNL, I got in the dress on SNL, and I got so much flack for it because they felt like everybody black was like, you let the white man put you in the dress. And I was like, no, guys, I made that decision. I thought, Kwanzaa, remember the stuff with Kwanzaa? I kind of looked like Kwanzaa. I thought it'd be funny. No, the white man had you put on that dress. Wait, no, guys, I brought it up. I pitched it. I was like, it was me.
Okay, okay. Now you do again physical comedy, Kevin.
Yes.
You do your own stunts.
Oh no! Come on now. Don't start lying.
All right, Cube. Listen.
He claimed he wanted to do his own stunts.
What are we going
to
keep confidential?
When it was time to do them. He break out, jet out. Couldn't find
Kevin.
So he
didn't get knocked in the trash can? That's not him?
No. I did that one. I did the one where I'm in the little case. I did that one.
Will said
Will Packer.
You know, you know what, Tom? Why don't we take a commercial break? Because I want to talk to these guys. Okay, listen. We are here promoting. Y'all don't tell the truth. In this movie, I look tough. I look badass, Tom. Listen.
Will Packer is family. He will tell us.
I wanted to do the stunts, but you think I'm the only one in here that backed out of some stunts? Oh, Triple X over here did the same thing a couple times. Hey, so y'all.
I never claimed I was gonna do all my stunts.
Q had a fight scene and we were doing it. Q got thrown up against that wall a couple times and he never said that. I just saw the double in there the next couple takes. I saw Q with some soup in his hand. Q has some soup in his hand looking at the monitor. Q, what happened? I thought you was in there. No, I'm going to let him go ahead and take a down on these things.
Hey, man, I don't want to take nobody jobs, you know what I'm saying? The stuntman need their money too.
So, Q, you coming on the cruise.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the cruise, you know what I mean?
I got you on the cruise.
I'm going to get drunk and do my thing, you know what I'm saying? Had that alcohol going now.
Yeah. And you're going to be on stage with George Clinton.
Oh, yeah, you know, got to be on stage with the, you know, Mr. Funkenstein himself.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's love one you, of my Dr. favorite Funkenstein. Artists. Yeah. We're going to be dropping that Bob Gun, doing that thing. You know, we're going to take it back old school now. You know what I mean? I got 20 years of hits now.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to be doing all that. You know, Check Yourself, It Was a Good Day, Gun.
And that was another great laugh clubbing. In the movie, too.
It Was a Good Day?
It Was a Good Day.
Yeah. I thought I had him out of there, but Kevin's like a cockroach. He keep coming back.
I dare you to sing some of your NWA hits on Tom's Cruise. That's what I did.
I'm
talking about the police one.
Yeah, don't worry about nothing, man. We got the whole ship.
I got a 15-minute remix of that.
All I want you to do is this,
Q. We're doing all that.
Sing it, and let me put a camera on Tom. Because all I need to do is get footage of Tom knowing all the words, and I got time for the rest of my life. That's all I need to do. All I need to do is get footage of Tom with his hand in the air, with his middle finger in the air, singing all the words.
Okay, Kevin,
I got time for the rest of my life.
You can do the footage of Tom as long as you come on the cruise.
I've been trying to come on cruise. Me and Tom are trying to come on cruise. Tom want me on the cruise.
Oh, your voice went really high there, babe.
That's how you know. Whenever you're wrong, you just get loud. I've been trying to come on that cruise for the longest time. Tom want me on that cruise. I tried to do something on that cruise the other day.
We love to have you on the cruise, man.
Because this is going to be a big crowd of 40-year-olds. And they go back to all your stuff, Q.
Hey, I'm 40-year-old. What you
talking
about? I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't got nothing, no problem with that. We're going to party, man. Don't worry about nothing.
Q, your knees still good?
Yeah, they still good.
Because on set.
Want me to kick you one of them?
I don't want you to kick me. I'm just asking. I know on set we had some problems. Just running. But we had to do a lot of running. We had to do a lot of slow takes.
You know,
had to slow it down a couple times for kid. You know, there's a lot of running in this film. You know?
Yeah, man.
We had to break these days down. You know, just some of these long scenes got to. You know, we just cut it down. It's all stuff that's age appropriate, which is cool. It's all cool, man.
Cube, yeah. You know who else is on the cruise?
Who you got?
We got Bobby, Johnny, Ralph,
the heads of state,
Charlie Wilson.
Oh yeah.
Got Nelly.
Nelly. Yeah, that's dope.
Kevin, we got Robin Thicke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, y'all done ran Robin Thicke off one show. Don't run him off.
We didn't run him off, man. Robin wanted to go. He had his album stuff coming out.
But y'all go so hard on that show.
That's
man.
The point of the show, though.
I know, but the white man couldn't take it.
Listen, the point of this show is to exaggerate your life and to take stabs at not only yourself but everybody else.
And y'all go hard.
Yeah, the show that we're referring to.
Has anybody ever gotten mad after y'all finished tape?
Yeah.
Who's gotten mad?
People have gotten mad, but that's why I try to be an example. Like nobody gets it worse than I get it on The Real Husbands. I take the brunt of everything first. So it's always my rebuttal and we go Boris, Nick. Yeah, I mean that's Boris, Nick, and Nelly. We take Bobby. Bobby takes it hard. Pause. Bobby goes, I don't think we've messed with anybody more than we messed with Bobby.
And Bobby took it hard.
Bobby's fine. Bobby showed up one
day. And Nelly?
Who took it hard?
Nelly doesn't take it hard. Nelly don't care.
Who took it hard?
I ain't gonna say.
Yeah.
Come on.
I ain't gonna say.
Come on.
No, I ain't gonna say.
Sing
our
initials.
Both. We had both of them coming in. We had one person come on there, and they had a we had to have an hour meeting before we start filming to explain to them why it was okay. They was like, I don't know about this, man. Said, it's not, guys, it's not, soft. It's not taken soft. Like that. But I just think, like, once people understand the humor of the show, it's better. But we just can't throw them in it, you know. But that's what makes the show different.
Yeah,
that's what makes it original.
It ain't funny. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. I gotta get Cube on there. He keep ducking me.
I ain't going on that damn.
No, Cube not gonna take it.
God, Cube keep ducking me.
Cube, I don't blame him.
I'd be afraid to come at Cube hard.
I wouldn't do it either.
I would have to reverse Cube's personality on the show. Something like he had to be come on as nice.
Man, y'all
Cube.
Go hard,
y'all
man.
Go real
y'all
hard.
Go real. Hey, hard.
But that's why the ratings are where they are, man.
And it is my favorite show.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, and thanks for the plug, I guess, you
yeah,
gave
Tom,
me.
Yeah, I did.
Kind of.
Well, it was a sort of. Well, Tom, here's the thing. I wanted to come on, and I wanted to film me in your studio, but I was like, I don't know if Tom will go for that. I said, all these people come here breaking Tom stuff up here. I know how Tom is. Let's just throw things in there. But we're trying to make it as, you know, mockingly real as possible.
It's
so
good.
On some of them, we're going to hit different cities. Show.
It's almost as good as the movie Ride Along.
Aw, look at that.
That's right. You know, Ride Along.
That's what she does, man. That's what she do.
She know how to bring it back.
On it today. That's what I'm
now
talking
you'll get
about.
A real nasty insult before you leave.
Okay, so Ride Along is the King Holiday. It premieres on the King Holiday?
Yeah. January 17th, man. January 17th. Y'all ain't got nothing better to do but go see Ride Along.
Yay, all yay.
Right. And you can get your advance tickets now. Right now. Yay,
yay.
Available Fandango RideAlongSweeps.com.
Yay,
stop
yay.
That.
Yay, yay. And Cube, we'll see you March for the crew.
March 16th.
Oh, yay, yay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how it's done. Yay,
that's how it's done.
Yay,
no.
Yay.